for the first 3 years of the Rebbe's Nesiyus, since Tovshin Yud until Tovshin Mem, the Rebbe used 4 standards for davening. When he just became Rebbe, he didn't want to daven by a standard separated from all other siddim. He would rather stay davening on the table as till then, till he became Rebbe, together with other siddim. But that didn't work. When he would sit down by a table, other siddim wouldn't sit down with him on the same table. They would stand up or sit by another table. So he agreed they should do for him a small standard. He should daven on it. But he wanted it should be small, simple, from simple wood, without any design, not to be special, like king of standard, just a regular, very simple standard of wood, very simple wood. So they made for him this standard that he davened on for 4 years, since Tovshin Yud Aleph till Tovshin Tezvov, since 1951 till 1955. It was a small standard. When he would be standing, he would keep the siddur intact. And when he would be sitting, he would keep the siddur on the slant. But it was very simple wood, so after several years, it started cracking. You may see here the cracks. So they had to build for him another standard. They made a little bit more comfortable, a little taller. So when he would be standing, he would hold the siddur intact. And there was a door opening, became like kind of a shelf. So when he would be sitting, he would open the door and keep the siddur intact. That was also without any design, a simple wood. It kept for another 5 years, 4 years, since Tovshin Tezvov till Tovshin Yud Tes, since 1955 till 1959. And it also started to deteriorate. So finally they built for him a more comfortable standard from better wood, without design, simple, but more comfortable. When he would be standing, he would hold the siddur in the tuck. And there was kind of a shelf coming out. So when he would be sitting, he would keep the siddur on the shelf. Three years later, in Tovshin Chof Beis, 1962, the vocational school in Kfar Chabad built for him another standard. The Rebbe established a vocational school in Kfar Chabad in Tovshin Tes Zayin, 1956. It was special for children immigrated from other countries to the new Israel state. And those children wanted to study a half a day Torah and a half a day a profession. These young men that learned a half a day Torah and a half a day a profession, there was the 5 departments in this school, Bet Sefer Limlacha. One of them was carpentry. So they decided to make a nice standard for the Rebbe. They didn't know the sizes, So they took the exact sizes and pictures of the one that was built in Tovshin Yutes in 1959, and they made the replica in 1962 in Tovshin Hof Base. It should be the same as the one that they made in Tovshin Yutes. And they sent it to the Rebbe with the charter plane of the Chassidim that came for Tishrei Tovshin Chof Gimel, the end of 1962. In those days, the Chassidim that they used to come for Tishrei to the Rebbe from Israel chartered the plane, and all the Chassidim that wanted to come came with that plane before Rosh Hashanah, and they went back with the charter plane after Tishrei. So with this charter plane, in the end of 1962, they sent this standard. When the Chassidim came on the third day of Sliches, before Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Chof Gimel, in the end of 1962, the Rebbe made a special farbringen of Kabbalah's ponim for the guest that came to him for Tishrei. When he was told that on this plane came this standard, he said that while that farbringen, they should bring up this standard on the bima near him. Then in the middle of the farbringen, he started the sicha saying that they just came a standard they sent. And he explained the special meaning of a standard. He explained it by telling a story of the Alter Rebbe, the founder of Chabad, the Baal HaTanya, and his son, the Mittel Rebbe. On one occasion, after Rosh Hashanah davening, the Alter Rebbe asked the Mittel Rebbe, his son, "With what did you daven today?" Meaning, what kind of hisbonenus did you have by davening? And he responded, "I davened with the posik of V'chol Koimo Lefonecho Sishtachave. Everyone is bowing down to Hashem, complete bittle. He does not exist for himself. His whole life is devoted to serve Hashem." And then the Mittel Rebbe turned to the Alter Rebbe, "And with what did you daven today?" So he responded, "With a standard." And the Rebbe explained what that means. A standard is nothing for itself. His whole purpose is to help a Jew to pray to Hashem. So that's how we are. We are nothing for ourselves. Our whole life is to help to pray and bow to Hashem. After this verbringen, the Rebbe said he should bring up this standard into his office, his Yechides Room, where it stayed for half a year, from Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Chof Gimel till Pesach Tovshin Chof Gimel. On Pesach Tovshin Chof Gimel in 1963, the Rebbe said they should bring out this standard that was by his office for a half a year, where he was learning and davening on it, to the shul. Why do they need this in the shul? There is already the standard that was built 3 years earlier in Tovshin Yutes. So why do they need a second standard? But in that year, they already have built the large shul downstairs, 770. Upstairs, there was the small zal, the small shul. And downstairs was the larger shul. So, on Shabbos, the Rebbe would daven in the larger shul downstairs. But Minche, coming into Shabbos, he would daven upstairs in the small shul. Minche Shabbos, by the end of the Shabbos, the Rebbe again davened upstairs in the small shul. Since he was davening Shabbos by the standard, they would bring down the standard for davening and then bring up the standard from davening Mincha. So the Rebbe says, why should we have two? Why should we have one and carry it? Let's have two, one upstairs, one downstairs, so they wouldn't have to carry it all the time up and down. So they left the one from 1959 upstairs, and the newer one, the one that was built in Tov Shein Rav Beis in 1962, they left downstairs. And that's how it was in the future since then. Till Yom Kippur of the next year of Tov Shein Rav Dalet, the end of 1963, was a little incident that changed it a little bit. They did a replicate exactly as the standard that was built in 69. You almost, in 1959, you almost couldn't recognize between these two standards which one is the one from 1959 and which one is the one from 1962. But there was one little detail that he changed. And that caused a little complication on Yom Kippur in Tov Shein Rav Dalet. The standard has two little doors that open. And if he needed to store something while he went down to daven, he would be able to store it there. The standard that they built in Tov Shein Yutes in 1959 didn't have a column in the middle. So when they opened the two doors, there was a large entrance. And that meant something special for Minche, Ne'ile, and Ma'ariv of Yom Kippur. Our custom is, our minhag is, that Yom Kippur you daven the whole day with the talis on you, including Ma'ariv Mitzoy Yom Kippur. But for Ma'ariv, we don't have the talis overhead, just on the shoulders. And on the head, you have the head. So the Rebbe used to come, when he used to come down for Mincha, he would come down with the head and his holy head. And then when he came to his place, he would store his head in the cabin of the standard and close the doors and keep it there till after Ne'ile. After Ne'ile, he would take down his talis to the shoulder, open the doors, take out his head, and put it on his holy head. That's how he did it with the one that was built in 1959. It didn't have the column in the middle, so he could easily fit in his head into the standard. But when he came in 1960, the end of 1963, in Kippur Tov Shein Rav Dalet, when he came down and he opened the two doors, he couldn't fit in his head because of the column. So he had to leave the head on top of the standard. Obviously for next year, for the head, the old one, the one that was built in 59, downstairs in the shul, so the Rebbe could store easily his head into the cabin of the standard. He davened with these standards, these two standards, one upstairs and one downstairs, for the next 20 years. Since then, until about Tovshin Mem, 1980, where they built another and another more designable standards. He used to use it for addressing the public after davening sometimes. So there would be two standards on the bimah, one that he was davening in, and on the other side was standing the standard that after davening he turned to the second standard and addressed the crowd with a sikha. Or when there was a rally for children, so after davening he would stand by the second standard, not only speak to them, but see the psukim and other activities. But this standard that was built in 1959 in Tovshin Yotes was still used later on, especially after these talkes of the Rebbetzin in Tovshin Memches, of Beit Shvat Tovshin Memches. After these talkes of the Rebbetzin, the Rebbe davened for the Omed in his house for the next year and on. They brought then this standard of that was built in 19th Tovshin Yotes to his house. He was davening on that standard, and that standard stays there till today.